Thank you very much. There is no way, no adequate way, at least, to introduce one's own work except by making cryptic and hopefully helpful remarks about each individual poem as it appears. I can say only for your help that this first short poem sticks in my memory as the result of an overexposure to real estate people and a disgust with the whole matter of living anywhere at all. This is the state of mind one finally comes to, I think. It's called House Hunting. The wind has twisted the roof from an old house and thrown it away, and no one's going to live there anymore. It tempts me. Why not have weather falling in every room? Isn't the sky as easy to keep up as any ceiling, less flat and steady? Rain is no heavier, soaking heavy heads, than a long party. Imagine moonlight for a chandelier, sun through the laundry, the snow on conversation, leaves in the bed, fog in the library, or yourself in a bathtub hoping for the best as the clouds go by. Dressing for dinner according to what comes down and not how many. And at night, to sit indoors would be to lose nothing but privacy, as the crossing stars took time to mark their flight over the mind's eye.